I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The international community grapples with disaster in East Africa. We'll hear from ministries involved in relief efforts. And Bible translators work to bring the story of Jesus to people of every tribe and every nation. But it might look different from what you'd expect. That story in just a few moments. We'll begin today with a look at the East African drought, which has caused Somalia's worst food shortage in 50 years. Livestock is dying in droves, and families are starving. The war in Ukraine means less food gets imported into the country. Still, the government has not yet officially declared famine. Kathy Herhold with World Concern explains why.
Things need to reach a certain level in order for an official famine to be declared. And those things are at least 20% of the population is facing extreme food shortages, and at least 30% of children are suffering from acute malnutrition, and at least 2 people out of every 10,000 are dying each day due to starvation or a combination of severe hunger and illness.
These things are happening in pockets of Somalia, but not the whole country. Several humanitarian groups issued a joint statement saying global aid can't wait until famine is officially declared.
I was speaking with our country director recently, and he said that they had gone out to a village to kind of assess the situation. And as soon as they pulled in, there was a mother just ran up to the vehicle with her child in her arms, and the child was just on the brink of death.
As World Concern provides food and water in Jesus' name, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, the United Nations says the world needs to do more to address the East African drought. Over 21 million people in the region are experiencing food insecurity, but the UN response plan has only 50% of its funding. The droughts affected Kenya, Ethiopia, Somalia, and even Uganda. Every Child Ministries has seen the effects firsthand in the Karamoja region of Uganda. Mark Lucky tells us,
there's always some food insecurity in a place like Karamoja, and then sometimes things come together. Kind of the perfect storm, as you might put it, time when a lot of people are really going without food, starving, especially the elderly and the small children.
Things aren't looking better in the future. Meteorologists have predicted a 5th consecutive rainy season with less precipitation. When the rains do come, the recovery will still take years. That's why ECM is helping farmers get the most out of the rain when it does come.
The Karamojong people are a wonderful people, struggling to adapt to new farming practices and understanding how to survive and thrive in this kind of environment.
ECM wants to see kids and families in Karamoja thrive, pray their love would point to Jesus. And finally, we'll begin a new series today with MNN's Katie Harth.
According to Wycliffe Global Alliance, more than 1,600 language communities still have no access to God's Word. Oral Bible translation is a strategic linchpin for getting Scripture into every living language.
It is the same Bible as if it were written down, but the whole process from the beginning to end is done in oral or audio format.
Nathan Ritchie is an oral Bible translation trainer serving Wycliffe, USA.
When there's a new project, then I will train the translation team on the oral Bible translation method.
80% of the world's population prefers oral communication. That's almost 6 billion people.
They function naturally by speaking and telling stories. And they use very little written text in their day-to-day life.
Oral Bible translation helps remove the barriers between these people groups and the Lord.
God is using people around the world who would at one point be counted out because they don't know how to read and write. And now there's a way for them to be involved in the translation process.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Each daily offering features a language, people who speak that language, and a couple related prayer points. So look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.